You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the Gospel of John. Next day, the great mass of people who had come up for the festival heard that Jesus was entering Jerusalem, and taking palm branches, they went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed be he who comes in the Lord's name, the King of Israel!" And Jesus came across a young ass and seated himself on it. As it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Sion, here is your king coming, seated on an ass's colt." His disciples did not understand this at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered how this had been written of him and happened to him. Now the people who were with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead testified to it. And that was why the crowd went out to meet him, because they had heard that he had performed this sign. Then said the Pharisees to one another, "You see, you can do nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now there were some Greeks among those who had come up to worship at the festival. They went to Philip of Bethsaida in Galilee and appealed to him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. And Jesus answered, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears rich fruit. He who loves his life loses it. And he who cares not for his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall my servant also be. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. My soul is now disquieted. What am I to say? Father, save me from this hour? Nay, it is something else that has brought me to this hour. I will say, Father, glorify thy name." Then came a voice from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." When they heard the sound, people standing by said it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is this world to be judged. Now shall the prince of this world be expelled. But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." By this he indicated the kind of death that he was to die. So the people answered, "We learn from the law that the Christ is to remain forever. What do you mean by saying that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said to them, "The light will shine among you for a little longer yet. Walk while you have the light, that the darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be sons of the light." And Jesus cried aloud, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who beholds me beholds him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that no one who believes in me may remain in the dark. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, it is not I who judge him, for I have not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and will not receive my words has indeed a judge. The word I have spoken will judge him on the last day, for I have not spoken of my own accord. The Father who sent me, he it was who ordered me what to say and what to speak. And I know that his orders mean eternal life. Therefore, when I speak as the Father has told me." With these words, Jesus went away and hid from them. Now for all the signs he had performed before them, they did not believe in him, that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Lord, who has believed what they heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? This was why they could not believe, for Isaiah again said, He has blinded their eyes and made their hearts insensible, to prevent them from seeing with their eyes, and understanding with their hearts, and turning for me to cure them. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Gospel of John. You can hear this message and more online at logosradio.info.